The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says pregnant women don't have to avoid a neighborhood in Miami any longer. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the area has made progress in its efforts to control the Zika virus.
Local and state officials joined Florida Governor Rick Scott in a paint-spattered art gallery in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood for a rare bit of good news on Zika.
People worked on getting rid of standing water, they worked on aggressive mosquito control efforts, they worked on education, they worked on wearing bug repellent, and now we've not had a local transmission case in 45 days.
Because it's been so long, the CDC modified its travel advisory today and is no longer warning pregnant women to avoid Wynwood. The CDC is still advising pregnant women concerned about Zika to consider postponing non-essential travel to all parts of Miami-Dade County. But while there's been progress in Wynwood, in Miami Beach, Zika is still spreading. On Friday, Florida officials said they found 5 new cases, and they expanded the zone of local transmission to 4.5 square miles. Most of Miami Beach. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says aerial spraying of a controversial pesticide, NALID, was a key part of the success in Wynwood. And he says along with other measures, NALID spraying is helping reduce the mosquito population on Miami Beach.
So I'll follow the experts, what they're asking me to do. We did okay here in Wynwood. When we followed those recommendations, now this whole area has been lifted. We are taking those same aggressive measures in Miami Beach.
Despite the progress in controlling Zika, in a statement, CDC Director Tom Frieden said people should not let down their guard, warning there could still be additional cases. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.